definitely human.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Welcome to the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review Podcast, a podcast of the post-hope generation. I'm David Price.
And I'm David Knight, and this week we're reviewing mince pies.
That's right, David, it's Christmas. This is the first installment of our three-part Christmas special. Today we'll be reviewing Co-op Bakery Short Crust Mince Pies and Mr. Kipling Merry Mince Pies.
And of course we'll be judging the taste and the texture as usual. But we won't be dunking the pies, will we, Dave? Because that's a crime.
Nope. Instead, we're just going to be settling once and for all which Christmas beverage is best enjoyed with each pie.
So, yeah, this is a Christmas special episode. Here we are warming ourselves by the fire, or we would if the fire was lit.
Yeah, David's just dressed in a nightgown and a nightcap because he couldn't be bothered to dress up.
Yeah, and Dave is Nixon. Obviously. Before we started recording, we were just sort of discussing Christmas and why we hate it. And now we're going to bring that energy to the show itself.
It's just so much effort. It's just like constant effort every day where it's, you know, you got to be up, you got to be enjoying the music, you got to be on top of your advent calendar, which is a whole other task you got to do every day.
You look so tired right now.
I'm so tired. I'm not sure what the spirit of Christmas is, but I think it's definitely some kind of crushing weight, which just presses you down deeper and deeper into the earth.
Oh my god, Dave,
what?
Don't move or like look behind you or anything. Just stay exactly. Just stay still, completely still. There's some sort of terrifying, otherworldly specter hovering in the air. Just behind you.
Oh, get it off me, get it off me, get it off me.
Oh man, this reminds me of something, but I can't think what. Spirit, hi there. Who or what the fuck are you?
I'm the ghost of Christmas past.
This is a charity person, so hard to imagine.
Yeah.
No, guys, it's me.
Oh, yeah, it's Lexi McDougal from Mars Corp and the Bunker.
I'm a huge fan.
Wow.
What are you pushing something? Or? Yeah.
No, guys, I heard you sounding pretty downtrodden in that, and I'm here to tell you how awesome Christmas is.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it's the most wonderful time of the year. I don't know if you heard that one before.
Yeah. Well, everyone's entitled to their opinion, no matter how wrong it is, and that's what's great about democracy. Perhaps we'll get to that later, because first of all, we do
actually have important work to do, and you've kind of interrupted us, but that's okay.
Now I've come to hang out in the spirit of Christmas.
Oh, really?
Okay. It's about love and kinship.
Usually,
and
people are invited over, but that's fine.
You
can hang out with us.
Christmas surprise.
Yeah. I hate surprises. That's one of the other things that I hate about Christmas. Actually, we'll circle back to that.
It's a pretty long list now.
I mean, I don't get many Christmas surprises. It's a pretty traditional thing, which is also something I enjoy about it.
Okay. So apart from being the ghost of Christmas past, which is pretty seasonal job, What else are you doing?
Oh, yeah. Actually, very excitingly, in the new year, I'm opening a new theater space. What?
That's actually pretty fucking cool. I got to drop my cynicism for a second here. That's really fucking cool.
And drop the cynicism.
Nailed it.
Up the generosity. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
You can still help us open that theater. We've got a crowdfunder running for Streatham Space Project.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, let's just dump some details on us.
Yeah, so it's a new venue in Streatham in South London.
Glittering South London.
It's so beautiful down there. Oh, especially at Christmas time. You know, we had the light switch on the weekend.
Come on, get to the point
now. It's beautiful. Okay, yeah. And you've got comedy, you've got theater, you've got music, you've got a bar so you can get wasted as
well. Okay, all right. Yeah, now I'm on board. Okay.
Anyway, if you want to help us get that going, crowdfunder.co.uk, Streatham Space Project. You've still got like 2 days to help us get that going.
What sort of stuff are you going to have on there?
Just about everything. So comedy, going to do some gigs, going to do some like interactive stuff. Nothing where you sit alone in the dark and watch something.
Wait, that's not an option.
Because you can do that with Netflix and you can do that in the cinema and you can do that at any other theater in the country. So we're just going to try to do something a bit different.
Just like be up in people's grill like
just
all the time.
Just up in the grill.
Just make noise.
just slap them around the face a little bit.
Anytime they look too comfortable, you're like,
hey. You look like you want more friends.
I'm loving like how like hard you're selling this. It's not a quality I would have sort of associated with like the Ghost of Christmas Past, but I dig it, man. Maybe this is like a reboot version.
The Ghost of Christmas Past is just like a lot of experience, right? And so you know you just gotta get in there and hard sell it.
Smart ghost. Well, maybe we will learn something, David.
Nope. It's unlikely. But, you know, now that you're here and you've sold us on this thing and we're totally on board, we're probably going to be there, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go down to Streatham. I don't think I've ever been to
Why are you shaking your head when you're saying that?
I will hold you to this now.
Oh, no, absolutely. I'm going to be there. You said it's going to be a dark room. People are going to be aggressive towards me. And there's a bar. This is great. It's on my shelter. It's great.
We do have important work to do now, though, which is we're reviewing mince pies.
Yes. And this is quite convenient. I mean, what are the chances? Ghost of Christmas Past. And we're reviewing mince pies, which represent the past.
Oh, shit. I hadn't even thought of that.
No, I smelt them.
Good.
Streatham.
Okay, with your ghost nostrils?
I still have a face, guys.
I guess. It's a kind of a weird looking face. Like it's all ghostly.
Transparently sort of opaquey face with nose.
Okay.
Included.
Okay. So, I hope you've got some taste buds because we're going to taste some pies.
Yeah, those are a bit iffy, but I'll give them a go.
Well, okay. That was like a segue and I thought that was really good. And then you just kind of ruined it.
Do it again.
No, let's get the show.
Okay. So we got two pies. We have four co-op short crust mince pies from the co-op bakery. So these
from
look
the bakery.
Pretty handmade.
Yeah. Check the sell-by dates. That's always a giveaway.
We have...
I'm leaving all this in.
6 days. 6 days to eat these. I mean, they just look pretty poorly made. Like, there's filling coming out the sides.
It's like, the plastic packaging that's selling me.
It's that. They kind of, like, rattling around. Mm. They look like each individual pie looks completely different and deformed. And, you know, it's kind of got that hand...
Made with love.
It's from the co-op. I mean,
love of minimum wage.
Love of.
They were made by people. I think we can all agree they were made by people, not by machines.
So this kind of represents, you know, a traditional, you know, way you would make a pie. And on the other hand, we have the pinnacle of factory-made pies, Mr. Kipling's six Merry Mince pies.
So we're starting off with a bang, I see.
Yeah.
Content to like endure horrible, shitty McVitie's biscuits. Now we've decided to go for basically the mince pie equivalent, Mr. Kipling.
Yes, because that's what Christmas is about. You know, Christmas is about having to just tolerate some shit as well.
Just not really enjoying things.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just... Let's get into those pies.
Okay. Before we do that, I need to explain some things. I don't know, maybe because you're Canadian.
Yep.
Basically America.
Basically the same.
America's hat.
Do they have mince pies in America or Canada?
Yeah.
Which we also care about.
But really America, because that's our main demographic.
Yeah, main audience.
Sure, I'll speak on behalf of Americans all over America. No, I mean, I didn't ever really come across them.
Why did we do this show, Dave? The whole point of this was to capitalize on Christmas, and they don't even have fucking mince pies. Oh,
no,
my
I think
God.
Like they have them, but it's not like a thing like it is here, where you can't go through December without seeing one a day
and
at
November.
Least.
And November, yeah.
I mean, a bit of October usually as well.
My grandma used to make them.
Oh, really?
But they're not, yeah, which was always weird. And I thought it was a meat pie for the longest time.
Yeah, we should explain this. And to any American listeners, there is no mince meat in mince pies. There was once long ago, but now it's like fruit and spices and a pastry.
Yeah.
So it's a sweet, it's a delicacy.
And
dessert.
Sweet meat is not meat either, is it? It's just candy.
I don't know why this is so confusing. It's why simple.
It's a mince pie with no mince in it. I mean...
And sweet meat isn't meat. It's fine.
You guys are so weird over here.
Yeah. So mince pies were first brought to Europe by crusaders in the 13th century, and back then they did contain meat. So in the English Civil War, it was seen as a symbol of Catholic idolatry and frowned upon by the Puritans. But they probably frowned upon most things. So yeah. I don't feel like
known
mince
for
pie.
Their frowning.
Yeah, yeah. That's
Old Frowny Faces, I believe, is the, yeah. the name.
The crust of the pie was called the coffin. Great. Nice. So getting the Christmas spirit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you got
feeling very Christmassy yeah. already.
Also, one of my favorite descriptions of anything ever. I think it was Samuel Johnson said the Quakers objected to mince pies because they saw them as an invention of the Scarlet Whore of Babylon, a hodgepodge of superstition, popery, the devil, and all his works. Which is a great description.
That's pretty good.
That's yeah. not real.
That's what he said about them.
No one is that crazy about pies. That's insane.
We are. We yeah. love mince pies. We are that crazy about mince pies, but in a positive way.
Scarlet yeah. Whore of Babylon.
Yeah.
all right.
Hodgepodge of superstition, popery, and the devil. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not a bloody popery. Smells nice,
it's
but
the worst
you know.
Part of all.
So do you want to eat these devil pies?
Well, before getting to that, I need to reveal something. These pies called Mr. Kipling mince pies.
Yeah, Mr. Kipling's made by Mr. Kipling. We all know, yeah.
David.
Yeah. Mr. Kipling's mince pies that he made.
David.
What?
Mr. Kipling never existed.
What?
Bullshit.
He never existed. He was invented in 1967.
What?
And when they introduced the pies and gave them the tagline, Mr. Kipling makes exceedingly good cakes. But unlike Uncle Ben or Captain Morgan or Captain Birdseye, they never even bothered to get a person to represent the brand. They just called them Mr. Kipling.
Oh my God. I'm now, because I don't believe you, I'm racking my brain to try and sort of remember a photograph or even just like a picture of Mr. Kipling.
What about all those childhood holidays you had with Mr. Kipling? Oh no, it was just his cakes. Oh God.
But I remember them like they were yesterday. Oh, nothing's real anymore.
However, there was a fragment of him that existed because they got someone to do his voice in the adverts, and this was actor James Hayter, who was also the star of the first ever TV sitcom.
Oh.
Which was called Pinwright's Progress, I think, in 1946. And the premise of the show, Jay Pinwright is the proprietor?
Yeah.
Proprietor.
Yeah.
Of a small shop. He has a hated rival, and his staff only add to his problems by attempting to be helpful. Ralph, the messenger boy, is a deaf octogenarian.
Okay.
So we got a frustrated small-timer who can't catch a break, defined by his enemies, with a poor sap to look down on bully. Which sounds a lot like a little island in the North Atlantic. You know? So I think they kind of set the mold for British sitcoms in the first one.
I like that. And I'm yeah. kind of like, now that you've kind of like linked him to mythology, I can get my head around it now. Because that's kind of, yeah, that's yeah. a big part of Christmas, right? Like
yeah,
Father
exactly.
Christmas and all that kind of thing. Yeah. Mr. Kipling is like the modern day Father Christmas.
Pretty much, yeah. Except we don't even have a vision. But that means you can see him however you want to see him.
Yeah.
And Father Christmas is still modern day. Like, he's still around.
Oh, no, he's dead. Cirrhosis of the liver.
I'm taking this in a weird direction.
Yeah, really. Like curdled milk left out. He drink the milk? Yeah, he drinks the milk.
He drinks the milk. Oh, you know, if you're a bit more generous, you'd even brandy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That seems dangerous.
What? Having a man drinking brandy all night in charge of a sleigh.
Yeah.
It's very irresponsible.
I think the reindeers are really responsible, though. Rudolph. I mean,
you think he just does all the heavy lifting?
Yeah, man, he is a clever reindeer. You've all seen that. Have you actually seen that American Rudolph one with like the claymation one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
You've seen that.
No.
Everyone's seen that.
Like,
one.
Yeah, no, they haven't actually, which is a tragedy because it's the best Christmas. You know, it's, well.
What is it?
Example.
What is
it? Yeah, but Dave doesn't remember like what he did yesterday.
He's like,
I'm famous sorry. For his... who are you people?
He's famous for his bad memory.
Is this. Is this my house?
You're safe. We're all safe. We're doing a show, remember? Podcasts.
Mm. Anyway, it's like claymation reindeer, and mm-hmm. he has a nose that glows because he's fucking... Can I swear? Yes.
Oh, no. No cussing. No cussing on this show.
Like, I don't know how this shit works.
Yeah. Swear away.
Never listen to an episode.
I listened to the one where you were mean to digestives, and then that's every episode, all I needed, because they're the best. Anyway.
Wow.
This is what happens when you invite a ghost into your house.
Exactly. They just come and say the most offensive things. They can't do anything, so ghosts, how do you throw a ghost out?
You can't. I'm just going to like go invisible and then just start knocking shit over when you...
But we'll know it's you.
Yeah, but you
like, surely the whole point is you're like, oh, who's doing that? But we'll know because you just said that that's what you're going to do. And it'll be like, oh, Lexi, the ghost has just gone. And now things are being knocked over. I wonder who's doing that.
But that won't make it any less annoying every time I like smack you upside the
head. Wow.
For the listeners, Lexi did genuinely just hit Dave in the head.
Oh my God. And we haven't even got on the booze yet. I'm a little bit scared now.
This is great.
I was kind of freaked out by ghosts before, but now I'm genuinely scared for my safety.
Respect the ghost.
This is a mean ghost. Yeah. I hope they're not all this mean, because I assume this is like going to be a kind of visited by three spirits kind of thing.
Did you remember what I did to Scrooge? I just like brought him back through like the worst bits of his life and made him and the audience cry.
Oh, I feel like we're living our worst life now, so that's not...
Yeah, that's probably not going to be a big... Scrooge did this first, didn't he?
Never heard of him.
Yeah, I hadn't made the connection until this point.
No, I'm pretty sure this is an original concept. Yeah. Okay, then. Should we taste some mince pies, then?
Yeah. Which order are we going to do it in? I feel like I want to try the co-op ones first, because I feel like the Kipling is going to be better.
Okay,
well, who's driving the show? Dave, have you already given up, like...
She hit me!
She did hit you, but you need to take back control, man. This is your show.
I'm not going to lose my life of mince pies, David.
I'm the guest as well.
I get to hit whoever I want. That's what a guest gets to do. Co-op mince pies first, then.
Thank you. So...
Whoa, mince pies, like, floating in the air!
I just made it do a flip, guys, for you listeners at home.
I can say, first off, it smells pretty good.
It actually does. You're getting quite a lot of the smell there. Mm.
You smell like the fruit inside, I think.
I can't smell anything. I can smell.
Yeah, because you're a ghost.
Ghosts can't smell.
I smell pastry.
Oh, don't pretend you can smell it.
Yeah, no, I smell tinfoil, guys.
Okay, I'm going to go for a bite.
No, not a good start.
Very, like, sticky.
There's a lot of pastry.
I really don't like the taste of that pastry.
Kind of bitter,
it's
the whole thing.
And chalky and just, weird. Yeah.
And I do think I can taste the aluminum.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's aluminum?
Aluminium.
Thank you.
That's it.
When you're a guest from our show, you'll pronounce things our way.
That is the funniest word in your language. Aluminium.
Nuclear. Okay. Yeah.
Mm-mm.
I'm gonna try and like eat more in the kind of middle to get a bit more of the mincemeat, because I was just getting mostly pastry.
If you look at it, also, it's like very empty inside.
Oh my God! Yeah,
like
you're right.
Heart.
Are you talking about the pie or?
Yeah. There's not. It's not a very generous filling, and I feel like if Christmas is about anything, it's about greed.
Yeah.
More and more.
Exactly. Yeah. And these are not very... You can't be a greedy Gus with these pies.
And we all want to be greedy Gusses.
Absolutely.
I want to want more.
I deny myself that 11 months a year so I can be a greedy Gus for 1 month.
Is there like... Can you think of like a kind of a famous kind of fictional example of like someone who's quite miserly? No one's coming to mind right now.
Mr. Burns.
Yeah, I feel like Mr. Burns right now. I really don't like that.
No, it's not.
This is a really bad start, because I've been looking forward to getting into mince pies like since October.
But these are like...
Oh, no.
Those look...
Okay.
I mean, they're broken, but the ones that aren't look very pretty.
Yeah, okay. So I've opened up the Mr. Kipling ones. We've got two. I've just been assaulted at some point in the pack. And
is that you?
The top has come
off. Did you do that? Just like before?
Ooh.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Did you do some ghost breaking?
That's what they call it, ghost breaking.
Which is actually me breakdancing, but not really. Where my legs are going. These ones are actually really pretty. They're like sparkly on top with sugar.
Yeah.
And they have little holly leaves.
Yeah, there's like two little holly leaves in it, which has got a nice touch. It looks, they're quite nicely colored. Like the edges are like a nice brown and then the center's a little bit lighter, you know.
They look
like Bake Off stuff.
Is that a show?
It's a great.
Like, is that like another podcast or?
It's a television.
Doesn't sound very good.
Who's on it?
Paul Hollywood.
Cunt.
Yeah, that was my read too.
Okay then. Wow. It's totally scentless. Yeah, so the factory-made ones, absent of any scent.
But they look better, which
and
is more important.
And they last longer.
And they're sealed completely.
Oh, yeah. There
yeah,
is.
That's true. That's true.
No fair. Okay, I'm going to go for a bite.
Did I just imagine that mince pies were nice? Maybe I don't like mince pies.
They're not nice. That's why they didn't cross the fucking ocean.
Oh, yeah, because just nice things, is it?
Yeah.
We just took the good things and we just left the rest.
We're going to take the good things, like, you know...
Not these
turkeys and guns.
Yeah. And the whores of Babylon. They stay yeah. over here.
And all their potpourri stay here.
I've had American chocolate. It's garbage.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, it is shit.
Yeah, you're doing a face because you know it's true.
You know it's true.
I mean, there's also garbage chocolate here. That Galaxy stuff. Oh.
Galaxy is better than Hershey's by some distance.
Yeah. Even our worst is better yeah. than your best. And yes, you are American.
Yeah.
We've just decided now.
Yeah, and you will suffer for their sins.
It's only fair. It's only fair.
Yeah, it is Christmas. After.
There's way too much pastry in this pie.
There's a lot of pastry, but it didn't taste as quite as offensive as the cold.
No,
it is better, but it's not amazing.
No, I'm not. I haven't bitten into that and be like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad it's Christmas. I'm glad mince pies are back in my life.
Although I do feel like maybe we should have warmed them up. That might have given them like advantage.
It's against the rules.
Against the rules. It's not that we're lazy. Yeah. It's just against the rules.
Also, I'm not made of coal. I feel like I was feeling more Christmassy before we started eating these pies.
Mm. Yeah, me too. I think kind of the anticipation of it.
That is what Christmas is. Oh, you've learned so much already.
What? That's disappointing.
Christmas is anticipation.
No, we're not learning stuff. We're reviewing pies.
We will never learn anything.
No,
we cannot be taught.
You've obviously come here with your own agenda, but that's got nothing to do with us.
Because
we're
I
reviewing
love it
pies.
When your face lights up in those rare but beautiful smiles.
Oh, you think they're beautiful?
Okay. Like I made one.
Yeah, yeah.
You made one.
That's the with my ghostly
around
me, magic.
Just go around making smiles.
Smile. Ding. That's how I try to live my life generally.
It's hateful. So for the homemade ones.
Yeah, these inverted commas,
yeah,
homemade.
Yeah, yeah.
The co-op bakery handmade.
It's the best we could do. I mean, we probably could have made some, but...
Yeah, I know, but we didn't.
We didn't. We were very busy.
I think it's actually really hard as well.
Really?
Actually. Yeah. I think there's a lot involved
yeah,
in the mix
I do too.
Bit.
Yeah, that checks out.
yeah, that's why we couldn't do it.
Yeah, they were really bad. I'm going to give it a 2.
Okay, and the Mr. Kipling?
The Mr. Kipling, I'm going to give it a 2.5. Mm. It just average. Just fucking middle of the road, bland as fuck. Mm. Like, I was disappointed, but I can't... That's my own prejudice that I brought to it, thinking that I was going to enjoy this pie. So that's on me. I can't put that on the pie. So it's just 2.5 for the pie.
Okay, I'm going to go a little bit low on the cut ones. I'm going for a 1.5, because I'd be quite happy not to have another bite now.
Yeah.
There's like nothing particularly enjoyable about it. The
that
pastry
is
wasn't good.
Not an option for you, my friend.
I know. I'm in the trenches on this one. It's okay. But the Mr. Kipling one, yeah, it's kind of like there wasn't really anything that bad about it, but there was nothing particularly good. It was just like, it satisfied the criteria for being an edible mince pie, you know? Kind of disappointing though, because I was kind of looking forward to it.
Do you know who I blame as well?
Mr. Kipling.
No, I blame Lexi.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, because she kind of built us up at the beginning there and was kind of like, hey, Christmas, woo, and she was doing like finger guns and stuff. And yeah. I was like, oh, maybe she's onto something here, but then nope.
The problem with this whole setup though is the mince pie is not about the mince pie, it's about the atmosphere in which you intake the mince pie.
Right, and we're in like a toxic atmosphere right now.
Yeah. What do you want about this? What do you want about this atmosphere cannot be any better.
We need some, like, Jingle Bell Rock, and we need to be more than a little bit tipsy. There should be a Christmas tree in the corner.
Okay.
Oh, I see. Like, so your great advice, Spirit of Christmas Past, your great advice is that you have to basically drink alcohol in order to be having a good time.
What do you do, like, the month of Christmas?
Or just
what
every
do you
day.
Do? What do you do all 12 months a year, right? Come on,
yeah, come right. Yeah. Am I right?
Yeah. Am I right, guys?
Yeah. Because yeah. Not drinking is like sad time, but when you do drink, it's like you feel
better. Yeah, yeah. Party time.
Yeah. It's not like you do things as such. You can have a party time and just sort of sit by yourself
party
in a cold
time.
Room.
I thought you were saying pie time.
Is that because of our ridiculous accents?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. People do have trouble understanding us. Okay, then. So do you want to, what are your ratings then? What's for the co-op one first off?
Yeah, I'm going to go one on that one as well.
Ooh.
Well, I find these 0.5s, when you said 1 to 5, I was doing like a star system in my head.
Okay,
and
yeah.
like the halves are throwing me off. So
you
I'm
can do a
half
star.
You can do a half star.
I mean, one could.
All right, okay.
So I'm going one.
Okay.
Because, what? Yeah, I don't want another bite of that. Mm. And I'm the type of person that if it's like a sweet thing, I'd probably at least just finish it because I started it.
Yeah.
Yeah? That? Wow. No. And then Kipling, I would say 3 because it's adequate.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's even probably too generous. So maybe I should go a half on that. But I'm also greatly influenced by how pretty they are, which I know is not the point of the taste, but I can't help it.
To be fair, they are presented quite traditionally, which is to say quite uninspiringly.
Yeah. And I've always said like what things look like is the most important part.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's what Christmas is also about.
What things look like.
Making things pretty. You take a house, boring, throw up some lights, some tinsel.
Mm.
Okay. Okay.
Little fake
I feel like your kind of scores there revealed more about you and your kind of like troubling personality than it did about the pies.
But it's like a subjective thing, isn't it?
No, these are all facts.
So, all facts.
Yeah, this is a fact-based show.
A fact-based
we give facts.
Mince pie. Yeah. What is in a mince pie?
Lots of things. Lots of things.
Lots of things.
Fruits. Spices.
Yeah.
Mainly sugar.
That's scorbitate.
Candied mixed peel.
Yeah.
Love a bit of mixed peel, me.
Acidity regulator. sodium metabisulfate.
Yeah.
One of my favorites.
This is definitely Mr. Kipling's original recipe.
It is exceedingly good. Right. Okay. So first round, the co-op mince pie took an absolute kicking.
Yeah. Much deserved. Yeah. It's like I've always said, like things that are kind of homemade or like done by people, human hands, always inferior.
No, I call bullshit on the handmade though. It was made maybe by people, but giant processing machines and things like that, isn't that homemade?
I don't know. You're saying that the people who work in the co-op bakery don't wake up every morning
home.
Like, ding, 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 I'm off to the co-op to cook some delicious bakery.
That's what I believe in my heart.
Yeah.
You know, for a ghost that's trying to like teach us the spirit of Christmas, you bring a lot of negativity to the show.
It's almost like, you know, you're kind of like feeding off our negativity and it's like infecting you.
Is that you feel comfortable and like you've got a friend in me because I can also be negative and then just bring you out the other side of that tunnel.
Oh, right.
Yeah?
Okay, then. Yeah. We're being conned. Okay.
Yeah. It's mind games.
Okay, that's
like, I should have said that out loud.
No, I feel more comfortable now. When I know I'm being conned, I can relax. Mm-hmm. When it's just like, am I being conned?
Yeah, it's that uncertainty that gets you.
Yeah.
But I feel like, you know, I already had a friend in Dave and no one else, and I think that's enough, right?
Just one.
Which Dave?
That's the kind of thing that makes a great friendship is when you kind of like hurt each other's feelings like that.
Yeah.
It's kind of like gentle ribbing, but it like makes your heart hurt.
Yeah, you just got to always keep your friends on their toes and never let them know that you're actually really their friend because they'll stop trying then. So
that's a good point. Like a lot of our relationship is based on like just trying to one up each other.
Yeah, it's great because you'll buy me more gifts now. This is great. Okay, then. We're going to try the mince pies with 4 different drinks. We got port, which represents tradition.
Yes.
Bailey's next?
Yeah, I guess so. So Bailey's is the cheap and cheerful aspect of Christmas.
It's happiness.
Okay.
What? Okay. So okay. That's a wrong opinion.
It's a wrong thought.
Yeah, that's
you had a
Bailey's
wrong thought on the show.
Is this another, like, do you also work for Bailey's? Is that
no, I'm just, you know, I embrace the tradition. That is Bailey's at Christmas.
Fair enough.
And any other time of
year. So you're the ghost of Christmas past, and your kind of idea of a traditional Christmas is Bailey's.
Yeah.
How far back did your Christmas experience go?
When did you die? Was it just like yesterday?
Way back.
And then we've got brandy for classy Christmas.
Yeah.
And then mulled wine for homemade Christmas.
That is, and it is actually homemade mulled wine.
It smells good. Well,
there's no other kind.
I mean, there is, and I often purchase that kind.
So I don't think there is.
No. Drink it cold. Out of the bottle.
At the bus stop. Yeah.
Really fills you with Christmas cheer.
Gets you ready for the start of the day.
And it was cold morning. Okay, okay. Right. So first, the port with the co-op pie.
Do we eat first and then drink, or vice versa?
Whatever you want.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna have a sip and then I'm gonna have a bite. Mmm, yum.
I love port.
I mean, yeah, it's just delicious, isn't it?
I think it actually makes it worse.
I disagree.
Really?
Yeah. I was agreeing with you up until a point where suddenly I got a bit more of that fruitful flavor, which I think was like, it was like the port was enhancing the fruit.
Bringing it out.
It was making the fruit more fruity.
I didn't get as much of the pastry taste this time, but I think because the port is so delicious. Mm-hmm. Yum, 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 yum. And then it just makes the pie taste worse by comparison.
I think I have to agree with Dave on this one.
Okay. Okay. That's fine. Yeah. I mean, you know, we can all have different opinions and that's fine. Doesn't make anyone lesser than anyone else.
Mm. Well, when it's like there's a weight of opinion here, there's two people who are sharing opinion, so you're clearly...
You don't think it's possible that two people could be wrong about something? Mm. Especially if one person is
the majority,
a ghost?
Be wrong?
Do you count as one person or half a person, though?
Interesting metaphysical question.
Yeah. Mm. I'm going to go with half, because that seems more demeaning, and it's kind of a power move on my part.
Just beyond the weight of one person. I am all people.
Okay.
And, oh, really?
Yeah, because I'm like plugged into the universe and stuff.
I'm going to go the opposite and say you're not worth any people.
At all. So he's giving me at least half a person.
Ghosts don't pay taxes. And if you're not contributing to the economy,
he makes a good point. He makes an excellent argument.
You have no
argument.
Value. You have no,
it seems kind of counterintuitive on his part because he was on your side, but he does make a great point.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, so now you've just lost your majority vote. I mean, because it's now become a vote.
I will do that for the sake of upholding our meritocratic capitalist system. And I will not let any ghost freeloaders destroy that.
That's
but
fair.
I'm not freeloading because I'm not using NHS or like driving on your roads or anything anymore either.
Are eating our pies though?
Well, I don't know, but maybe ghosts, you know, ghosts.
And didn't you ask for money when you
arrived? I mean, did I? Or did I encourage you to donate for the betterment of your own worlds? It's not for me, guys. It's not for me.
That is noble.
I
didn't realize this
help
ghost was so noble.
Help you.
Okay, but I think there's also an argument that ghosts do cause a public cost because, you know, old lady going out to bed, ghost walks across the landing. Ah! She's down the stairs. Ambulance has got to come out.
I never
that costs
do
money.
That, like, on
she's
purpose,
in hospital.
Though.
That costs money.
Yeah.
Her family don't care for her anymore, so she has to stay in hospital even longer. That costs money.
So what you're saying is next time, Lexi, when you find yourself walking around some old lady's house and she's startled by your presence and she falls down the stairs,
catch her?
Maybe just finish the job.
Yeah.
Finish the job.
Take away the burden off the public sector.
It's an interesting argument, guys.
Yeah. Port with Mr. Kipling.
Mr. Kipling, yeah.
So this is like a cheap mince pie going with a fancy drink. Fanciest drink.
Port is so nice.
It's delicious.
Mm-hmm. I give that yes.
I'm enjoying that more.
Yeah.
I think just with both of them, it just kind of takes away some of that pastry taste.
Yeah.
So maybe it's just a bit more moisture in my dry mouth.
You do have an exceptionally dry
mouth. Yeah.
I think that's it. It's like you soften the pastry because this pastry, like for both of them, it's like... It's a bit overbearing, right? And you kind of, you just need that little bit of, just to moisten it up just a little bit. Mm.
Okay. Next up is the Baileys. Delicious Baileys.
I feel like you're
yummy,
not
creamy
as
Baileys.
Enthusiastic about the Baileys as I am.
Yeah.
Who wants to wash their glass out and who just doesn't care?
It's cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't care.
Okay. It's Baileys. It's like, come on.
Yeah. If anything, it'll be enhanced. Yeah.
All right.
Ooh, 2016 vintage. It just looks like liquid mud.
Guys, that smells so good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love coffee. I love cream. Baileys, not so much.
Bit of it's an association thing with me, though, because I drank Baileys when I was a kid. And this kind of reminds me of sticky club floors.
Baileys is kind of like there's nothing else left. We've drank every other drinkable booze in the house. It's either Baileys or bleach. And then you find the bleach is also out, and then you drink the Baileys. You know?
Baileys is like 10 a.m. Let's get this day started. Baileys and coffee, guys. Come on.
This is why we always use Lexi on our shows. It's just a great synergy with the Deafy Human brand. Okay, then. I'm going for Baileys and the co-op pie.
Well, I think the port did make it curdle a bit.
It's that bad.
Now, I think the co-op one tastes better.
It does, yeah.
Because the Baileys taste so bad.
No!
And it's like my taste buds being rescued from the Baileys.
My
Fuck
problem.
Off. You're so rude to
My problem is the Baileys is thick, and then the mince pie, like the pastry of the mince pie is thick as well. So I'm just getting like a lot of thickness in my throat.
I think it enhances the co-op.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say about that.
You've been pushing Baileys pretty hard from the beginning, though. Mm.
Maybe it is just that the Baileys delightful flavor coats your mouth so thoroughly. you can't get co-op through.
Yeah, right. The inside of our mouths are now just lined with Baileys.
Yeah, yeah. That feels a bit like I was being attacked by an alligator with the Baileys. Then I was rescued and I was like, oh, thank goodness. I look up and I'm being rescued by a big angry gorilla. So I haven't, I'm still in trouble, basically. I'm still in trouble.
Such a relatable comparison.
Dramatic for like bland flavors.
Okay, I'm going to go for the Mr. Kipling. Oh, gee. Okay, I got to say the Mr. Kipling one.
You're going to make it through this show. You look like you're on the verge of having just a complete breakdown.
Well, it is Christmas, right?
Yeah,
isn't
that's
that
true.
What Christmas is all about?
Yeah.
The Baileys just keeps on, like, every time I pick it up, it's the most fragile thing I've ever touched in my life, I think.
That's not true. You've touched me sometimes. It's more of an ordeal.
Mm. It's the same deal I got with the co-op one. It tastes better because the Baileys taste so bad. But I felt like it brought out a bit more of the citrusness.
Yeah, that's it.
Citrusiness.
I think there's just, like, a synergy of Christmas flavors there.
Yeah.
That works.
Oh, really? It's not like...
I mean, works is too strong, but...
You haven't been feel like you've it's just been like a tidal wave of Christmas flavor, which has drowned you.
Well, she can't drown. She's already dead, isn't she?
Yeah, good point. Well, metaphorically drowned there.
Yeah.
Because I was talking about literal.
Yeah. Dave is over here literally soaking in Baileys.
Do ghosts have metaphors, or is that kind of another sort
of...
No,
we were once people. Like, we get language. It's
okay.
Cool. Yeah.
I don't know what the rules are.
Yeah,
I mean, I was a ghost for a brief amount of time, but that's is a whole other story.
Cut a deal to come back.
Did you?
You would have known all about that if you'd ever listened to our show.
Yeah. No. I'm like super busy as a ghost.
It's funny because you'd think that you would have more time on your hands.
Mm. You would, but you find ways to fill it like really quickly.
Yeah, that is the problem.
And when you can turn invisible and fuck with people, I mean, most of the time is spent doing that.
Yeah, and I guess the other thing is, you know, like when you feel like you got loads of time for something, you just leave it and then you just do it all the last minute.
Fucking Instagram as well.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Takes up all of the time. I can't press the buttons properly to like take my own photo. I can't take my own photo. That's the reason. Can't take my own photo because I'm invisible. Yeah.
Oh, okay, that too.
And that was like a big part of your life before. Was just taking pictures of yourself. That's no longer an option. Mm. You must be having a pretty hard time of it. No wonder you're coming here bothering us with your Christmas nonsense.
Okay, then. So next. Oh, shit. I've got to finish this Baileys.
Yes. Okay.
Down it.
So there's one thing we don't do at Daffy Human is waste drinks, no matter how disgusting they are.
We are professionals, listeners.
We are grateful.
So grateful.
So next up, Brandy.
I don't know that I know Brandy very well.
Mm-hmm. About to get well acquainted. Ooh, strong.
Oh, yep. It's alcohol right up your nose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your ghost nostrils that work.
I'm going to go for Brandy and the co-op. Are you going to be okay to drink that?
Yeah, no, it's cool. I had to do a mezcal tasting last week.
What?
Fuck. That shit just like smacks you in the face.
Yeah.
This is nothing. It's fine. I lied.
Merry Christmas.
The face you're doing now is the face we were doing before you arrived. But we were like thinking about Christmas and now you're drinking brandy. Now I feel like we're all on the same page. We're all in the kind of same zone of discomfort.
It kind of hurts my tongue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's in the co-op pie's favor a little bit. It just kind of numbs your taste buds a little bit.
Yeah.
But then it kind of, then you just notice the texture a bit more and realize how fucking dry it is.
Ugh.
This makes me thankful for the mince pie though.
Oh, right. Okay.
They just make that stop and the mince pie stops it. Why do people like this?
That co-op one is still bad. And I think the filling as well is kind of is pretty sticky.
Sorry, I'm just enjoying Lexi's face.
I'm trying another sip.
God loves a tryer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, apparently not, because she's doomed to walk the planet as a ghost. Yeah.
No, I like it. I wasn't ready to go.
Okay. Cool. Well, you know, worked out then.
Are you crying right now? You don't know.
Well, I was just wondering because it's pretty intense. Okay. The flavor.
I didn't like the co-op one with the branding.
You kind of lost some of the taste, which is good, but then you notice the texture more, which is bad. Yeah. It's two thumbs down.
Okay. I'm going to go for Mr. Kipling now. I actually quite like that with the Mr. Kipling.
Yeah,
I think
so
it did actually class it up a little bit.
I actually, like, when I first had it, I was like, not sure. But then I drank some more brandy and I was like, actually, yes.
I do think the fruity, like, mincy bit goes with it. I can't speak for the pastry, but like the mincy bit.
But the pastry's all right once it like softens up a bit, but you really have to get like quite a lot of brandy in your mouth. But if you just, my advice would be if you're going to have a Mr. Kipling mince pie, like at home, like with your family or whatever, maybe buy them for your kids.
Maybe by yourself.
Have a big old glug of brandy with it.
Yeah, doesn't even have to be the good stuff.
With every pie, and that really just enhances the pie, I think. But it's got to be, it has to be quite a fair bit.
Yeah.
You have to drink quite a fair bit.
Brandy's almost got like a bit of a medicinal edge to it.
Yeah.
And I think that makes it like basically grabs the Mr. Kipling pie and slaps it and says, grow up, you know? Yeah. You're embarrassing yourself. You're embarrassing me. You're embarrassing the Countess. Grow up. And then Mr. Kipling is like, oh my gosh, I have to grow up. I have to represent myself. Okay, so I got one drink. Well, on that one, co-op again, just shit. Just like I think that might actually be the worst one for the co-op one for me, I think. But Mr. Kipling, that was pretty good. I actually
really enjoyed that.
I can see how the brandy goes with the Christmas flavors.
Okay.
I know what's been introduced generally.
You seem to be distancing yourself from the review here.
Well, because I just feel because I find the brandy so hard to take that it's hard to, you know, actually speak on it. But I can see why as a society, they were like, brandy works with that sort of mincy, Christmassy flavoring.
So that is a very level-headed and considerate opinion to hold. That even though I don't like it, I can see how other people like it.
Yeah.
You do not have a future on this show.
That makes for very boring.
You have to be absolutely dead certain that your opinion is the right opinion. And it's not an opinion, it's a fact.
It's a fact.
Try not to say like things like dead certain, because it's a bit of a faux pas. Awkward. Yeah.
I can, I can tell when it's meant to be offensive and just like a slip up.
Mm-hmm.
But now that you know,
I wasn't like life shaming you or anything.
Watch yourself.
I apologize if
I didn't want this to become like a political thing.
Okay.
I apologize if you were offended by it. and I hope we can move on from
that. So sincere.
Mulled wine?
Yeah.
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 I like how you've got the red heart mug for your, fucking love and cheerfulness.
Yeah. What do you... It seems like you're trying to say something. If you've got something to say, just spit it out. Okay. Shaking her head now. Fucking ghosts.
Would you expect the Ghosts of Christmas Past to be so antagonistic?
Yeah, man.
Yeah? I mean, you would say that, but... Yeah, pretty sure she is, yeah. Yeah, as I recall, yeah.
Always that way.
If only this wasn't the first time this has ever happened.
Yeah, if only there was some sort of reference point.
Why are you insisting it is the first time?
Because we like things to be original, and we like people to think that we came up with stuff.
And you should make original shit, guys.
Oh, what, you really think Marscope is original? You really think we didn't rip that off? Come on.
Cut this.
Yeah, I'm cutting all of this, don't worry.
Okay, then. So, final drink. The homemade drink, the mulled wine.
Yep.
It smells so good.
Do they have mulled wine in America?
I love that we're just going with the American thing. and you're going with it as well.
I just also accept it.
Well, let me think. As an American ghost.
An American. Apparently, if you were educated in, places in Europe and South America, you can say America and it means North America.
Yeah, I think that's true.
So I think I'm just accepting that now.
Cool. So do they have the mulled wine is a thing?
Yeah, again, I feel like not as big of a thing, but I've not been there for
Do they celebrate Christmas?
Yeah, no, the religion, huge over there. Yeah. Love it.
The religion
love
of Christmas.
Love it.
Yeah.
And
paganism, really big in America, apparently.
You heard it here first.
Of course, so the liberals trying to end Christmas, you know, real tragedy.
It is.
You probably have quite a few opinions on that, don't you?
So many opinions on that.
Well, save them for later, because we're doing a mince pie review show.
No, we're drinking this and it smells so nice.
So yeah, just in case anyone's not familiar, because there's a possibility that people outside of the UK and America listen to this show, mulled wine is... David.
Mulled wine is wine that has had spices added to it and has been heated up. So it's warm wine with added spices. The way that we do it, I don't know if it's the same elsewhere, but you get like an orange, stick a bunch of cloves in it, put some cinnamon sticks in it, and some orange juice. Did you put orange juice in this one or did you forget?
I put everything that was meant to be in it went in it. Yeah, yeah. It is as it should be.
Well, okay. It smells great.
That's the sugar. There's also a lot of sugar.
Yeah, I heard you. I didn't know there was sugar.
Feeling pretty festive now.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm not saying I'm necessarily enjoying it, but I'm feeling festive.
It's certainly warm.
I'm going to go for the co-op pie with the mulled wine.
Okay.
No. I feel like it makes the pastry worse somehow. Ugh. Yeah. What is that?
Okay, what this has got, which the Baileys didn't have, is got, you know, the wine has kind of got a bit of acidity to it.
Yes, right.
That has just fucking blown all the fruit out of the water and just left you with the pastry.
Yeah. Which we all agree is the worst part of this pie, right?
Yeah.
You can taste the aluminium foil in the pastry.
You cannot. No. That's just crazy talk.
Yes, you
That's
can.
Some weird ghost
That's
thing.
That's why it tastes bad, because you've got the... there's a metallic taste.
Okay, fine. If you're a ghost, there might be a metallic aftertaste.
I mean, everything tastes metallic.
Yeah, that, what is with that pastry as well? That, like, it's unlike any other pastry.
Yeah.
It's just so... I don't know what it is.
Not homemade.
Yeah, exactly. It's handmade. That's the problem.
Yeah, yeah. If only it'd been made by a factory.
If only it'd been made by machines of loving grace. In machines... We trust.
They have our best interests at heart. They want to make great pastries, because if they don't, they'll be thrown on the scrap heap.
I dream of a beautiful future where everything is made on a production line. Oh.
No, guys,
or
I'm
food, or drinks,
no.
Podcasts, everything.
By machines. Did you hear, though, that recently they want to make robots feel pain because they're afraid otherwise they might become our robot
Seems
overlords.
Reasonable.
Yeah. Seems like something humans would do. Yeah.
Like, that's for real.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why we're great.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Good
Top of the food chain, baby. Ain't no robot going to be eating me anytime soon. Okay, then. Mr. Kipling and the mulled wine, then. The cold, mechanical refinement of Mr. Kipling, factory-made mince pie, meeting the... tenderly made mulled wine.
Mm.
Yeah.
This is either going to be really good or it isn't.
Really, like, big building this up.
We'll find out together.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Oh, he's fucking falling apart even more now. There's like.
He's still talking about the pies.
Yeah.
Mr. Kipling is a fucking mess.
Get your shit together, Kipling. So dry.
Mmm. I think that's adequate.
Again, it brings with the pastry, but the pastry's not as disgusting as the co-op one.
Yeah.
So it's more palatable, but it's not adding to it.
It's too many different flavors. Mm. That's the problem. And it's quite... The mulled wine is a very different kind of flavor to the mince pie as well.
The same spices. How strange.
Mm. Mm. But, as we've already established, these mince pies are made in a factory by robots using all synthetic ingredients. Mm. I don't think there's any actual spices in these things.
Mm.
I think that clash of homemade and artificially made is quite apparent, like, in your mouth.
Yeah.
There's a kind of, like, Terminator 2 situation going on inside my mouth, like robots versus humans. I haven't seen that film for a long time. Is it just like robots versus humans?
No, I was glad you said the robots versus humans thing, because I didn't know where you're going with the Terminator 2 thing.
Actually, Terminator 2 is about masculinity in the 90s. Okay, then. So that's all the pairings done.
Yeah.
Which one goes with which?
Can I say something crazy?
Yes.
I'm excited.
Okay.
Go.
Here's my crazy thing that I'm about to say.
Bailey's is delicious.
Not that crazy. Reel it in. This is our show, remember? Mm. We're doing this.
9/11 wasn't an inside job.
No, again, not that crazy.
Oh, right. Okay.
Mr. Kipling and Brandy. Mind blown. Am I wrong?
I don't think you are, actually. No. I mean, I enjoyed the port a lot, but I think it's just because the port is just delicious and it's hard to have a bad combination with the port.
Mm. Yeah.
But I think you're right. The brandy just kind of, it just like refined it a little bit, took it to the next level. Did enough to like soften up the pastry, but didn't, you know, clash with the sort of citrusy fruit inside.
I think with port, you want a mince pie that's going to like live up to the port.
Yeah.
Kipling's wrong choice.
Yeah.
Brandy?
Brandy kind of, you know, it grabs the hand of the mince pie and pulls it up onto the raft. And
exactly.
Like Jack and Rose sails off to Happily Ever After. Like,
Happily Ever After. Yeah. Yeah, the brandy, it's not gentle.
No.
It's not gentle, but it is, it's giving it something.
Yeah.
It might be tough love, but you know, sometimes.
Sometimes, you know, Mr. Kipling needs a bit of tough love.
Sometimes tough love gets results.
A bit like making the robots feel pain. You've got to, you know, you've got to have that hard hand so that it can really fulfill its potential.
And sure, those robots, sure, now they're going to suffer. Okay. But you know what? They're going to appreciate the times when they're not suffering even more.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah.
That's what my mother always said to me. So what pairs best with the co-op homemade one?
I think for me, it was Bailey's, I think.
Because it kind of masked it.
Yeah,
more.
Yeah, and also I found the Bailey's quite gross, and yeah, the co-op one. Mm-hmm. While that is gross, it was a bit of a relief from the grossness of the Bailey's.
Well, I'm sorry, that's a wrong opinion. The police are coming to arrest you for your opinion crimes.
What about you?
I think the Bailey's was best for the co-op because it masked with its lovely creamy coating in my mouth.
Interesting. So it's the same, you know, same pairing. Totally different reasons why.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So thoughtful.
It's going to be amazing. When he does this, you know he's going to say something amazing.
You guys, you suck. Well, the thing is, I'm trying to think of like a different opinion because I don't want us all to just be agreeing.
Yeah.
Because that's like boring, but I can't, like,
But
like,
it's real.
We're all right, though. I mean, you and I are right, and then Lexi is also here, and she has...
Right.
She happens She's to agree right. with the score, but her reasoning is wrong. But that's okay. Sometimes that's all right. Sometimes that's all right. You know, we'll take it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's because it masks it more.
Yeah. Okay, then. So the best combination, the overall best of anything was the Brandy and Mr. Kipling.
Port and Mr. Kipling.
Oh, okay. I would say Brandy and Mr. Kipling, so I guess we're right. Do we score it?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Okay, so Brandy and Mr. Kipling, I'm going to give a 3.
Still not great.
Yeah, I'm going to go
still not great, but it's the best one. Welcome to the show, Lexi.
Welcome to life. Okay.
I need something to get a 5 or a 4 at least.
I'm going to give it a 3.5.
Okay.
No.
Is that just the Christmas cheer or...?
No, it's actually Christmas avoidance of your 3, because I was going to get 3 as well. But I wouldn't have wanted to be united in any kind of, you know, goodwill to all men sort of thing.
This has actually been a fear of mine, is that the longer we do this show, we just sort of amalgamate into one being. And I think it's starting to happen now.
Yeah.
I think we just need to keep getting like guests on to kind of like break it up a bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like people and their pets. Yeah, like Dave's like a pet of mine.
I was wondering who was going to jump on who's the pet first.
I always jump on first. Dave knows that.
There you go.
So Lexi, what's
threes.
Yours?
We were just at threes. We were just at meh.
3.
Everywhere.
3.
I like this. This is like we've actually worn you down. You're now at our level. We're pushed.
I just don't know how you live like this. It's such a beautiful world.
You don't know
outside.
How anyone lives because you're not living. All right. This is the.
I did live.
Ouch.
That happened.
Yeah, that's right. I said it.
Yeah. Life shaming. I'm saying if you ingested any of these in like maybe a winter market, winter wonderland, you would be having such a nice time. It wouldn't matter how shit the mince pies were.
But because we've got you for company, it's like, it's the environment is just so kind of
logic.
Yeah,
you're kind of impaled by your own sword a bit there. But of course that just goes right through you, so not a problem.
Give a shit. Fine.
Maybe we should become ghosts and haunt other people. Because I think
David, for the last time, I'm not going to suicide pack with you.
I highly recommend it.
I nearly had you then.
Every week he does this.
But I tell you what, like, we are better at haunting than... I feel like we're haunting you.
Mm. I mean, you brought me down, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, yeah, we did. Woo! We'll work on that. We'll workshop it.
Is that offensive when we do that?
What, the ghost sound? Yeah, because who fucking makes that sound ever as a ghost?
I apologize. once again, I apologize that you're offended.
Why would I... Woo! Why?
Right then, so Mr. Kipling's done okay. He's not blown anyone away. Mm-hmm. The co-op handmade ones, just awful.
Garbage.
I mean, I don't know about you, David, but after that, I don't think I could ever get on board with Christmas.
No, I think I hate Christmas more now. Maybe that's why we did this show.
I've just come up with a phrase.
Yeah.
Bar humbug.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. Don't know where it came from. It just came to me.
Bar and indeed humbug.
Oh, I just feel all sorts of sadness in those words.
Yeah.
So besides the mince pies, and I'm going to be honest, I feel like the co-op and sadly Mr. Kipling himself didn't uphold the spirit. didn't uphold the spirit of Christmas. I think it was misrepresented within those both, I would say, factory made pies.
Because one of them was made by people.
No,
one of them
wasn't, was a homemade one. It wasn't one, at all. So. I'm not. No, we're gonna take a field trip to the co-op and we're gonna watch them make them, which we won't be able to see because they come from a factory. Sure.
I'll cut that whole segment. And
yeah,
and we're back. Actually, no, you're right. You know what? Yeah. You make a compelling argument. We've seen it with our own eyes now. And,
so I feel like I need, as the spirit of Christmas past, which
it's always about what you need.
It's a job I chose, and I felt I was needed during this podcast.
So when you die, you go to heaven, and you're like,
you apply for like what sounds cool.
They're like, do you want like eternal happiness, or do you want to like go back to Earth
and sell Bailey?
I'm happy when I'm busy.
Okay.
I felt like just floating on a cloud and sort of like looking at shit. I'd be like,
oh shit, is that what it is?
Bored now. Ugh. Yeah. I mean, it's really nice. Like, it's sunshiny all the time.
Oh,
but it's
no,
just
like
kind of samey, you know?
Mm. So maybe you can be on a rainy cloud and then you'd be okay.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't matter. It's okay. Too hard to explain.
You wouldn't get it.
You wouldn't get it till you're dead.
Fucking ghost hipsters. Okay.
I was dead before it was cool. No, guys, for reals, as the ghost of Christmas past, which I take very seriously. Mm-hmm. First of all, argument for Christmas music, boom, what? I've been listening to that stuff all year round just because I enjoy it so much.
You must be really fun to be around.
Ah, people love it. Yeah. Also, I tend to sing on the sidewalk.
Oh, even better. Oh,
yeah, wow. So you'll be like walking and then you'll sort of like get this little, you know, sort of Mariah Carey-esque just floating beside you and then off it goes. And you felt uplifted and your cockles warmed. And you're not quite sure why.
I think my cockles are the exact right temperature, actually. I think any warmer and I'd be in trouble.
Ice cold, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, ice,
you got to keep them refrigerated. I think that's how it works.
Yeah, they go off otherwise.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Christmas. What don't you like about Christmas besides these shit mint pies? Mince pies. They're not mint. Oh, mint is a delicious flavor that you can also... Candy canes.
Could you imagine just like being around it for long periods of time? It's like, it's exhausting.
So candy canes, one for Christmas, yeah?
Okay.
Christmas baking, two. Not these, but right. The kind that your grandmother, your mother get involved in, your best friend.
Oh, these mythical mince pies, a bit like Mr. Kipling.
Yeah, sure. Oh, these mythical grandmas and these imaginary best friends that everyone has, apparently.
Warm kitchens with these warm spices and the smells and the love baked into each one. And there's so many different
kinds. That sounds unhygienic.
So many different kinds. And they lay them all out for you when you go over on, like, Christmas Eve. Another, the problem with this country is people get wasted
on
Christmas Eve.
Okay, this took an unexpected turn.
No, wait a minute. I'm starting to get bored with Christmas here.
Yeah, Ghost of Christmas Past. Tell us what the problem with this country is.
I find it so weird that people go to pubs on Christmas Eve and drink that much.
Are there like any other ghosts of Christmas Past available?
Yeah, like, was there this much shame in A Christmas Carol?
Yes, that's all that they did. It was horrible. The Ghost of Christmas Past went and then showed the, like, love lost and the, like, bad decisions made. And I'm just trying to show you the nice things which you're refusing to see.
Okay.
Like the lights in Oxford Street, for example, and that weird parrot thing.
There is one thing I'm picking up on that I do kind of appreciate, which is that you're just kind of, like... referencing material things. Mm. It's just like what is in the world, just like the decorations, you know, like different kinds of pies and things. I can get on that. It's very superficial. I can get on board with that.
It's like,
so to you, what you're saying is Christmas is just purely about kind of like the things that you can sort of buy.
No, not at all.
Okay.
Gifts, who cares? They're annoying. It's hard to buy things for people.
Interesting.
And I don't need any more things.
But you're a ghost. Of course, you don't need anything. Well, exactly. Bully for you. I need lots of things.
But it's about the change in the world, which I think is why, you know, Christmas first happened besides baby Jesus, is that people needed a break from the monotony. Yeah?
It is, I suppose, to quote Samuel Johnson, is a bit of a hodgepodge of popery and the dab and all his works.
Yeah.
And I guess on that, you can kind of like just pick and choose, you know? I don't care about the lights on Oxford Street. They're pretty shit.
Do you not like looking up at them and like it's just a bit different and somebody's put in the effort to try to make it pretty?
I am not a tourist, so I don't look up when I'm on Oxford Street. I look dead ahead and so I can...
You have to concentrate on not making eye contact with anyone.
Exactly, yeah. I need to be staring at the floor at all times.
No, Christmas is the time. Like this mindfulness stuff that everyone goes on about, Christmas like does that naturally. It changes things enough that you actually stop and you appreciate what's going on.
Okay.
So I find I appreciate people more during Christmas.
Sounds like a lot more accidents happen around Christmas time as well. Yeah. People need to be keeping their eyes on the work.
I suppose probably true. Maybe one good thing about Christmas, it's easier to distract yourself.
Okay.
Yes.
Is that the point that you were making?
No.
Or are you handing that to her?
I'm giving that
to her. I do like that point more than all the garbage that Ghost Lexi was saying.
If that's what you need to take from it, then take that.
Okay, so you're really just kind of hitting a quota here. You just want us to get on board with Christmas. It doesn't really matter about the kind of method to get there.
It's an incremental thing. We'll speak again next year. But I'm just glad you can see there is something in the difference. The festival season as it comes around in the winter.
Okay.
You know, we get to stop. We get to take a look at things. We get to maybe speak to our family more. Chill with our friends more.
I don't like any of these things. Go back to the distraction thing.
Yeah, I think maybe we've got it. Yeah, thanks, it goes to Christmas past.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Yeah, because, you know, what is Christmas other than just a big distraction from the rest of the year?
Because, like, things get kind of, like, monotonous and you're working so much that you get kind of caught up in that and you're only really thinking about work, and that's the best way to be. But occasionally, you need to kind of distract yourself from work so that you can really go back and appreciate how great working all the time actually is. And Christmas is not, like, enjoyable as such, but, like, it distracts you enough for you to be like, oh, there is a world outside of work. It's terrible. Let's get back to work.
Yeah, and I guess like to bring it back to the mince pies, if anything, those two mince pies, they've made me realize how much I like biscuits.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes. Yes. Great. This is great.
I'll leave you to it. You've already got this sorted. That's fine.
This is wonderful. I didn't, like when Lexi first showed up, I was a bit kind of like, I don't know, like something about a ghost turning up and kind of like haunting you. It's like you kind of get off on the wrong footing a little bit there.
Yeah.
But actually, I think her message that we should distract ourselves just long enough to realize how good we have it.
Yeah.
And doing biscuits and nothing but biscuits is actually the better way to go.
And you go one level above that. What is this show other than to provide people a distraction for their lives? And it's almost like every time you listen to this show, whatever time of year it is, it's a distraction, just like Christmas. We're like bringing Christmas every week to people.
The word hero is thrown around a lot these days, but in this case, I think it's appropriate.
I agree. You've been listening to the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review podcast. If you like the show, please take a minute to leave a review on iTunes and spread the word online. And check out our other shows, Mars Corp, The Infinite Bat, and The Bunker.
You can also head on over to patreon.com/definitelyhuman for the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review podcast, bite size, for more festive fun.
I'm David Price, he's David Knight, that was Lexi McDougall, and you can join us again next week when we'll be reviewing more mince pies. Probably on our own. But who knows? And remember, hope is dead. Have a great week.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.